This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. All week, we'll be hearing from Jacksonites who on Sunday protested the death of George Floyd. You can hear them right now chanting his last words. Floyd, an unarmed black man, died after a white police officer pressed a knee on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Roughly 150 people gathered Sunday at Jackson's Town Square to denounce Floyd's death and support the Black Lives Matter movement. That movement has shed light on the disproportionate number of unarmed black people in the U.S. killed by police. Research shows that every 1 in 1,000 black men and boys will die at the hands of police. It means they are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police than white men, though black people comprise just 13% of America's population. Resident Emily Newman, an African American, says she attended the protests to speak up for the many people of color targeted by police who can no longer speak for themselves.
I mean, we say real meaningful change, but as a woman of color, I have to say that I really don't know, but we need people to be loud, we need people to be upset, and we need people to really take meaningful action. But I am under no illusion that this is going to change everything.
Newman says President Donald Trump reserves disdainful language for people protesting racial violence. But, she says, he doesn't apply that same language equally to all protesters.
I think it's really interesting that we have a president that wants to paint people fighting for their lives and fighting for their breaths as thugs and, you know, as looters. And when white people protest about wanting to get out and get their hair done and be able to work their jobs, these are decent people. You know, even when at an alt-right protest in Virginia, those were decent people, but people fighting for their lives are thugs and looters. So we need to be heard. People need to be heard.
As a black person, Newman says this never-ending fight is getting exhausting.
We don't have time to be tired, like people are losing their lives. But, you know, we've been carrying this torch, and we need people who see themselves as allies to really continue to push push this project, because it's not going to happen without other people waking up. And black and brown people, we have been speaking for a long time, you know. It's frustrating that it's these, obviously you can tell these are not well-formed thoughts, because this is our lived experience, and it's hard to put it into, you know, a soundbite and into words. You know, I was talking with a friend today, and I feel kind of numb about it, to be honest, but I'm angry. You know, they kept a knee on that man's neck 3 minutes past the fact that he had no pulse and was unresponsive. What is even that about? What is that about? You cannot treat people as less than human and expect to get away with it for long.
Town Square has played host to dozens of protests over the last several years, but the composition of Sunday's crowd was different. It was the most diverse to date. White, black, and brown people, young children, senior citizens, they all held signs, chanted, raised their fists, and kneeled. Emotions ran high, and so did the solidarity. I'm Robin Vincent, KHOL News.